John the Baptist says, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." We can become so familiar with this idea of Jesus being a Saviour that we forget just how unique this concept actually is. You know, if you look at every religion in the world, they all talk about God. And they all speak of a God who is very far away and who sets out a list of rules that you have to follow to be in right relationship with God. Whereas Christianity is fundamentally different. We talk of a God who has come to us. A God who has accepted that we can't do anything to cross that void. And so he has stepped into our world to save us. This idea of a saviour, of a God who comes to enter into our mess. You know, if you've had any experience with life, as I'm sure you all have, you know that life is very difficult. Life hurts. Yeah, the reality is that life is a very hard slog most of the time. Despite all the great promises that are sold to us through marketing, yeah, the reality is that life is just very difficult. You know, whether it be physical suffering, emotional suffering, or whether it just be that real sense of loneliness. You know, that no matter how many people you surround yourself with, we still feel this emptiness, this loneliness. You know, this mess of our life. You know, we all work very hard to put on appearance that everything's perfect and normal. And yet the reality is our families, our homes, our hearts, they're a mess. And this is just the common experience of everyone. And yet it is into this mess that Jesus has come. He has stepped into the frailty of human life. He stepped into human suffering. He stepped into the experience of loneliness, all the emotional turmoil. God hasn't kept himself pure, sitting up in some sterilized heaven. He's entered into the mess, the muck, the dirt. Now, this is significant because if you're looking for God, this is where you'll find him. We don't have to step out of the ugliness of life and come into some rarefied spiritual existence to try and find God. The fact that Christ has come into our world means that you find him in the ordinary. You find him in the pain. You find him in that hard, everyday trial. Now, this is the great mystery of our God, of our Saviour. You know, if you find yourself in life struggling every day, you know, occasionally if you find yourself feeling as though you're being crucified, that life in all of its trials is just nailing you to the cross, that's when you turn around and find that Christ is closer to you than he ever could be otherwise. You know, we find God in the ordinary of our world now. This is where he saves us. He doesn't stand back hoping for us to try and make that first move. He's come to us. You know, we hear in the psalm today, Psalm 40, one of the most beautiful psalms, his action of God who comes into the pit to pull us out. As it says, I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me. He heard my cry. He pulled me out of the deadly pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. And there he set a new song in my heart of praise to our God. This is the vision that God has set before us. That in every moment of our life, every trial, every ordinary, mundane part of our existence, we would have the awareness to see God present. He is there because he has gone through that already. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, Christ has already been there. For us to open our eyes and see him, and there call out. To encounter Christ in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our hurt, and there experience God's grace, where he does put this new song in our hearts of praise to our God. And this gift of the Spirit, which Christ comes to pour out upon us, doesn't come to try and magically turn our world into something perfect. He doesn't snap his fingers and make it go away. But he shows us that he's there with us. He pours out his spirit to transform the situation so that we can praise him. We can encounter a God who is there with us. Yeah, this is God's love. This is where we encounter him so close. So pray for that grace. Pray that the Lord would open your eyes, give you the vision, the hunger, the desire to find him at every moment. You know, the whole of our life now becomes an encounter with Christ. And particularly the hardships of our life become a meditation on our Saviour. As you go through the hardships every single day, the hurts, the betrayals, the rejections, this is a chance to stop and encounter a God who has been through this before us. You know, that every moment becomes a chance to see our God. So seek him. Seek him with all your hearts. And trust that you will find him in the midst of the mess. And allow the Lord in that place to speak his love. To speak that message of hope. That our God has come to save us. He has come to encounter us.